As the ice retreats, Arctic shipping is expected to increase. But if your idea of Arctic shipping is cargo carriers plying a shortcut between Europe and Asia, you may want to choose a different image. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
It's not so much the thinning ice that will drive up ship traffic in the north, it's the price of oil. Or so says UAF Professor Lawson Brigham, who chaired a marine shipping panel for the Arctic Council.
The profound changes in sea ice are not retooling the global trade routes. Why? Because the place is ice-covered. Through the century, for 7.5 months, partially or fully ice-covered.
Brigham spoke at a forum sponsored by Resources for the Future, a Washington, D.C. think tank. Brigham, once the captain of a Coast Guard icebreaker, says whatever traffic the Arctic Ocean sees will be seasonal.
That's not what I read in the global media wherever I go. I read, of course, that Mr. Putin is going to replace the Suez Canal with the Northern Sea Route. Well, I would say good luck.
Rather than picturing container ships crossing the Arctic, think of all the vessels Shell sent north for its drilling season this summer. Brigham says global demand for Arctic resources is what will drive up ship traffic.
Shell's Armada, I mean, that's marine shipping at the highest order. 20, 30 ships, all having very specialized operations that they conduct to support one drilling site.
These ships supporting Arctic industries are a big deal, too, Brigham says. He mentioned the zinc exported from the Red Dog mine each summer.
Some of the world's largest, physically large bulk carriers go from Kivalina to Southeast Asia, to smelters at BC. So it's a global connection, a global commodity.
Of course, there's no Arctic port deep enough for those giant ships, so the zinc is ferried out to them on smaller vessels. Outgoing Nome Mayor Denise Michaels said at the forum, the easier access to the Arctic has brought changes to her city.
We do see an increase in Arctic shipping. We also see adventure tourism. We have kite boarders, jet skiers, people trying to cross the Bering Straits, which is 50 miles from the U.S. side to the Russian side, if they don't get arrested by the border guards.
And the mayor says Nome will host the Crystal Serenity next year, a 1,000-passenger cruise ship expected to be the first of its class to travel the Northwest Passage. Michaels says making a deeper port at Nome is now an international priority. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.